Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Boston remembers on the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Cardi B making history and Fabulous facing a lot of jail time. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The Beehive just deaded this chick's career before it even started.
Wiggy has your sports.
And the Patriots are about to do something that is going to make them unstoppable.
But first, the woman who injured three people during a shooting at YouTube headquarters in Northern California has been identified. Nassim Najafi Agdam was a 39-year-old woman from San Diego. After shooting the three people, she killed herself with a handgun. And there are conflicting reports on whether she knew at least one of the victims. Authorities don't have a motive, but they are investigating video of the woman accusing YouTube of restricting her videos.
39-year-old, that's a curveball. It's usually a 24-year-old like loser who's like questioning his life and why he can't get laid.
Well, today marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. King had many ties to Boston, earned his doctorate at Boston University, met his wife Coretta at BU, and lived in the South End. Also, he also said his interest in activism began while he studied at BU's School of Theology, and his personal papers are part of a special collection at the BU Library. And tonight at the school's Marsh Chapel, there will be a service of remembrance at 6 p.m. Cardi B making history. She'll be the first person to co-host The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So she was actually on the show back in December, and a clip from the show went viral with over 16 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, here it is. Check it out.
Cardi B, where did that name come from?
My name come from, you know what? My sister name is Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody used to call me Bacardi. And then it was my Instagram name, like Bacardi. But for some reason, my Instagram keep getting deleted. And I think it was Bacardi that had something to do with it.
I love her.
My sister's name is Hennessy. Well, she will co-host on Monday. She'll help with interviewing the special guest and will perform a song off her album, Invasion of Privacy, that will be out on Friday. And she's also a musical guest on SNL on Saturday, which will be hosted by my boy, Chadwick Boseman. And Fabulous facing some serious jail time. He turned himself in over the weekend, you remember, after his longtime girlfriend, Emily B., accused him of domestic violence. He's facing one count of third-degree aggravated assault and one count of making terroristic threats in the third degree. And if convicted, he could face up to 10 years in prison. The complaint had stated that he punched Emily B. in the head 7 times, caused severe damage to her 2 front teeth that had to be medically removed. And he also sent her a text saying that he would hit her in the head with a baseball bat. Unbelievable. Excuse me. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, it was only a matter of time before Safari got robbed. He was walking around Jersey with his big-ass fur coat on that he always wears and $180,000 in cash and jewelry when he got robbed at gunpoint. Hours later, he had a radio interview and broke down.
I just got robbed at gunpoint a couple hours ago. I just got robbed. Like, 2 dudes with guns just ran up on me.
2 suspects have been arrested.
Me face
Wait,
down on the
let
floor.
Him finish. Oh,
sorry.
He's crying.
Sorry.
How dare you?
2 suspects have been arrested. Safari feels like he was definitely targeted, saying that he feels like someone he knows definitely set him up.
Yeah,
definitely. That definitely, because he's not just randomly walking down the street with his fur and chains.
It was
on.
After the club,
right?
And
so
he was getting out. He had dropped all of his security off. They were all gone. It was just him and his chef. Got out of his car, and the dudes threw him on the ground and put a gun to his head, and you know. Rest is history. Black China's Six Flags stroller flip out has cost her a ton of money. Apparently, she had just inked a brand ambassador deal with a stroller company called Momi. But since the leak of her sex tape and that Six Flags incident where she was on the video swinging a stroller around, they decided to not move forward with their business relationship at this time, adding that they can't excuse her behavior, particularly at a family resort around children.
What are the odds of that? That's like...
I know.
That's like, you know,
it's
getting
ironic,
caught drinking
it?
A Coke when you just signed a deal with Pepsi. It's like all you had to do was one thing. Don't use that as a weapon.
Right.
You know? Throw fists. I bet you the stroller company still would have kept you on.
And news flash, if you're a video chick trying to get on, you may not want to talk smack about the queen bee herself. Sophia Boddy, you may or may not have heard of her. She was just on the last season of Love & Hip Hop New York. She's also been in a bunch of videos, and she's a DJ, too. She was on a podcast recently talking about the industry and was asked about women who sleep their way to the top.
It works better if you Like, everybody to get to the top. You know what I'm saying? Even Beyonce did it. Madonna. But you have to own that.
Yeah, tell him.
Does she know something about Beyonce that we don't know?
She does not get into any detail. And the Beehive, once that came out, they are coming.
I'm sure Beyonce had sex with somebody at some point that helped her career. Come on.
Well, they were tweeting to Sophia that she's got 24 hours to apologize or else.
Or else what? They're going to tweet her like crazy?
I know.
We're going to send bees in your Twitter.
Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Bees, they lost to Tampa Bay yesterday 4-0. They have three games left in the season. Celtics, they also lost 106-102 to the Milwaukee Bucks. They got five games left before the end of the season. The Red Sox beat the Marlins 4-2. And the Patriots could be doing something that could make them unstoppable. Now, they just traded Brandon Cooks to the Rams for the 23rd overall pick in this year's draft. What that means is you trade away, you know, one of your top receivers. You got to have some type of backup plan, I would think, right?
I mean, they need basically every position, so I don't think they can make a mistake unless they draft like a punter or something like that.
Well, yes, the rumor out there is that they could be making a play for Odell Beckham Jr., which, hey, I would not mind him. Him, Gronkowski, Edelman, all on the field at the same time.
No.
Could be very dangerous with TB12 throwing the football. So we'll see if they, you know, if they make a move for OBJ. You know, clearly he wants out of the Giants. He wants out of that organization.
And if you follow him and Tom Brady on social media, they have a very, very long-going bromance for each other.
Really?
So it would work out perfectly.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good fit here. You know, he would
totally.
He'd be a guy that I think he needs to be in a place where it's about winning and he can have a little discipline. And, you know, obviously we know Bill. He'll make sure he's very disciplined. But we'll see what happens. Moving forward, and that is your sports.
Windy and rainy today. It'll be heavy this afternoon, 60 for your high. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, 31 for your low. And windy and sunny tomorrow, 42 for your high. Right now, it's 40 degrees.